Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where we are here with another in-depth interrogation into a movie that is a reboot. If you are not familiar with the Strangers movies, don't worry, because these ones, though they are the reboots of the 2008 story, The Strangers, these ones have enough to stand on their own. Now, why do I bring that up? Because there's some movies that you need the other ones to put the pieces together. Now, the different chapters here, you do need these chapters all together. Now, when Chapter 1 came out in 2024, I had seen it in the theaters, and I want to be sure I kind of touch on something, because initially I had it in my database that I had watched it. I had it in my notes that I had watched it. I had notes in my email. And I had it in my library as a movie that I had watched, and I had a score attached to it. Now, when I was getting ready to watch The Strangers Chapter 2, because I knew Strangers Chapter 3 was coming out, I'm like, okay, I gotta go back and watch this. But before I did, I decided, I was like, that's weird. It came out in 2024. I probably saw it, but I don't remember it. Think about that for a second. I saw this when it came out in 2024. I took notes. I emailed them to myself, like I always do with the notes on my phone. And I had it in my database. I had a score attached to it. But I could not remember anything. I couldn't remember watching it. Even when I watched it, nothing seemed familiar. And like I said, I had my notes. I'm like, that's weird. Now, I usually wait till the end to tell you the score. But I'm going to tell you the score that I attached to it that was in my database, but I will tell you the updated score when we get to the end. The score I had given to it initially in my database was a 4.25 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Now, you might be thinking, oh, okay. But a 4 on the Movie Deputy scale is watchable but forgettable. It's one of those ones that if somebody asks you a little ways after you watched it what you thought of it, and you're like, I don't know, I don't even remember it. Or there's a piece of it that you remember, but you can't remember the title of it. Or it's just something that you're just like, And just the fact that I had the notes, I had it in my database, it gave it a score. But even when I rewatched this, nothing familiar. Absolutely nothing was familiar about this. And I kind of thought that was interesting. Just because it was like, Like, what do I think about that? I wasn't sure what to think, because literally nothing in it seemed familiar as it was being told. But before I go into a whole lot of the story of that, I wanted to share that with you, and I want to share with you the trailer for this, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the movie.
Do you know what today is?
Today is the third day of our 3-day road trip across the country.
Or our 5-year anniversary. What a cool little town. I actually like this so much better than a hotel. I bet the people who live here are really happy.
Tough crowd, right?
Hi.
Hi.
Now, it's at this point in the trailer, and even in the movie, where it started giving me Deliverance vibes. It's like, I couldn't help but think of the whole thing with Deliverance when it comes to some of the scenes in this movie. Not the whole story as a whole, but just pieces of it.
Do you hear that?
Hear what?
The silence. It's nice.
Yeah, to me, silence is maddening. But I know that's not the case for everybody.
Is Tamara here?
No.
I think you have the wrong home.
There's another piece of this. I understand the whole thing with the porch being dark, I mean, to add to the creep factor. But they were just out on the porch earlier in the trailer and the light was on. So it's like, did they unscrew the light bulb when they were walking in?
That was weird.
The table. This is where I would absolutely lose my crap if this happened to me. Imagine being in the shower and some guy in a mask.
You are the nastiest eater on the planet.
How did the Strangers become the Strangers? Like I said, this one is a complete reboot of the original. And though the original was more based on more of a true story, this one is inspired by the random violence that occurs across the nation and across the world. But it just, like I said, this one really steps up the creep factor as well. But I just cannot get past the fact that I had seen this, taken my notes, done all of that, and yet remembered nothing. Like I said, it gives you the eebie-jeebies throughout this movie. There's just something that is just goosebumpy, spine-tingling, but you remember the creep factor. You don't necessarily remember the what's going on. Now, like I said, there was zero recognition of any part of this movie. I honestly didn't even remember the masks. That says a lot. Now, like I said, the whole thing about the porch light being off, that was just like a little thing that bugged me. But there is an error in this one. I think it was this one. Just double checking my notes here, which is why I take my notes. Oh, yep, it is in this one. There is, if you've ever played an LP on a record player, an LP for those of us that are not Gen Xers, are the big records, like the new ones that Taylor Swift just did for the Eras Tour, like the full-size records. There is a scene where literally the record is spinning the wrong direction, where it's spinning like completely the wrong direction and yet music is still playing. You're like, no, that is not how record players work. And I had to back up the scene and I kept like going back to it. And there's other things too, but that was just a big part that just kind of caught my brain. So if you watch this and that's a spot that kind of catches your brain, like, wait, that doesn't seem right. You're not alone, because it was just like a major, major flaw with that. But back to the score. Like I said, this one is just, you've got Maya and Ryan. That's the couple celebrating their 5-year anniversary. And they end up in this little town, Venus, Oregon, just a little town in the middle of nowhere. And after they have some issues, they end up needing to book an Airbnb for the night. And they book this little cabin. It's just a quaint little beautiful cabin out in the middle of nowhere. And they're surrounded by silence. Well, what's creepier than being in a cabin out in the middle of nowhere with silence? Okay, at least for me. That's like an ultimate creep factor. But as things happen, they end up being targeted by these people. And when they're like, why are we being targeted? And they're like, because you're here. Yeah. But if you're paying attention in the trailer, and if you were paying attention, if you've watched this already, you see, you can catch the tie-in to The Strangers Prey at Night. There's a pretty big connection, and I hope that you caught on to it. When we get to The Strangers Chapter 3, if you haven't already solved what the thing is, the connection, I will reveal it when we get to that movie. But until then, I'm not going to reveal that, because that would be kind of a spoiler. And if you've already seen the movies and you are all the way up to that point with me, it's not really a full spoiler. It's just, all it is like revealing how the movies are connected. So it doesn't reveal anything of the story or anything of what's happening or who survives, who dies, none of that. But it does open up an entire connection that you don't necessarily realize until you realize. That probably doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It made more sense in my brain. But that's one of the things. I never script these. I'm just sitting here just talking to you about the movie the way I would be sitting here kind of describing it to anybody else. But as Maya and Ryan are doing everything that they can to survive, these guys are trying everything that they can to ensure that they don't. So what will happen? Well, I guess you're going to have to wait and find out. So if you haven't done so already, make sure you hit that subscribe button and turn on those notifications so you get the latest and the greatest. And you're thinking, wait, you haven't told us the score yet. It's intentional. I'm doing that on purpose because I haven't showed you the podcast image yet either. So I'm going to take away the poster, maybe, and here's the podcast image. All I did was square it off, so I'll just leave this one up because it's just pretty simple on that. Score-wise, like I said, just the sheer fact that I had zero memory of this, even rewatching it. To stay true to the movie Deputy scale, I gave it a 4 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. I couldn't even go above the 4. I know initially I had scored this like a 4.25. There was nothing to really raise that up of that because, I mean, it was so forgettable that there was nothing that even was remotely even familiar after rewatching it. So if this is a movie that you love, great. Awesome. I would love to know what you love about it. Fill me in. Feel free to message me at moviedeputy@gmail.com or you can message me directly on the contact me page of moviedeputy.com. I know that page is getting a little old as we are switching everything over to podcast format. But as always, I am here to have fun, so I hope you are too. And I will be back soon with The Strangers Chapter 2. Bye.